After earning their first playoff series victory since 1997, the Mr. Transmission Aurelia Kings have their sights set on another victory in Round 2. The Junior B Kings, who finished the regular season with a 1-0-1-0-0 record, are set to open the best-of-five second-round series with Orangeville on Thursday evening at Rotary Place in West Aurelia. The Northmen finished with a 1-5-5-0 regular season record, placing them second in the East-South Division behind the Kings' first-round opponent, the Halton Hills Bulldogs. The Kings split their head-to-head matchups in the regular season with the Northmen. They lost the first contest 12-7 but rebounded to win the latest match 12-8. Forward Jesse Ashkaway says the Kings are feeling confident heading into the series. "I think we can keep it rolling like we did in round one," he said. "If we keep playing our game, we are confident that it will work out." Ashkaway says the Kings will have to keep the transition game working in their favor if they want to move on to round three. He says that's been the focal point of recent Kings practices. Now in his fifth and final year of junior lacrosse, Ashkaway says he's hungry to go on a deep run with the Kings. "I was telling our coach the other day at practice that I've never played in July," he said. "It's amazing that we've come this far and we have to keep it going." Goaltender Quinton Greenfield was one of the key contributors to the Kings' success in the first round. He was outstanding during the three-game sweep of the Bulldogs. "I think the first round has made us appreciate that we can compete with the best teams in the league," he said. "We are creating a winning environment on our team, and heading into this series, we are all on the same page." It's been 7 days since the Kings last took to the floor, which Greenfield expects to be a plus for his team. "We are one of the smallest centers in the league," he said. "We don't have a 40-man player pool like some of the other teams. So, giving the guys the chance to rest up after logging long minutes and being banged up is huge." Greenfield is in his fourth and final season of junior lacrosse. He says everybody in the Kings' locker room is playing for each other right now. "It's something we all kind of agreed on at the start of the playoffs," he said. "I think that kind of attitude has been huge for our team." Greenfield hopes to see a packed crowd at Rotary Place on Thursday evening for the opening face-off at 7:30 p.m. "The crowd is huge for us," he said. "Having the support in a tight game is something the guys can draw energy from." Here is the complete schedule for the second round. Game 1 Thursday, July 4th at Aurelia Rotary Place, 7:30 p.m. Game 2 Sunday, July 7th at Orangeville, 7 p.m. Game 3 Tuesday, July 9th at Orangeville, 8 p.m. Game 4 Saturday, July 13th at Aurelia, 7 p.m. if necessary. Game 5 Sunday, July 14th at Orangeville, 7 p.m. if necessary.